You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 392 of Rams Up. Going to talk a little bit of draft, some other news and notes. But the big news, the Rams have signed Kevin Dotson, did not let him hit the free agent market. A $48 million deal over 3 years, $16 million a year, $32 million guaranteed. Dotson played like one of the best guards in the league last year, and the Rams have rewarded him. This makes Dotson the Rams' fourth highest paid player behind AD, Matthew Stafford, and Cooper Kupp. And they are reportedly about to tender restricted free agent Alaric Jackson at $3.116 million for the 2024 season. So the Rams getting things done before free agency kicks off next week, basically bringing back four of their five offensive linemen at this point. Alaric Jackson, Steve Avila, Kevin Dotson, and Rob Havenstein. Got some backups there too. Can they still bring back Coleman Shelton? Maybe that's a position they even think about upgrading. There are some good centers on the market and some solid centers in the draft as well. Or they draft a guard and move Avila to center. A lot of options there. Biggest question for me along that offensive line, aside from, you know, how they fill out that fifth spot, is what do they do with Joseph Noteboom? My understanding is they're trying to rework his contract, bring him back on a more cap-friendly contract, or they possibly cut him, maybe a June 1st designation. I'd like to see him come back, but man, Rams are spending some money here on Dotson, and it's going to go faster than you think. If I'm reading the numbers correctly, their effective cap space drops from the low 40s to around $26 million. Remember, we have some work to do in the secondary and at center, possibly linebacker. How much is one of these top-notch edge rushers going to cost? Rams have some tweaking to do as far as the salary cap goes, in my opinion, to get everything done that we hope they get done. Haven't improved this team yet. Keep that in mind, just bringing people back. The four key guys that I think they had to bring back: DeMarcus Robinson, check. Kevin Dotson, check. Coleman Shelton, I think he's replaceable. Still like to see him come back. And if we can bring back Akilah Witherspoon, that means we just have a little bit of work to do at the cornerback spot. And then safety, I think the Rams will figure out the safety position. And a field goal kicker, some other spots. Obviously, they have some work to do. So we will be pausing our mock drafts until this initial craze of free agency is behind us. I'm hoping to have Paul Walia on to talk about some of the guys we should be targeting, maybe guys that we haven't really considered. I do, however, have a short discussion at the end of this episode talking about a trade-back scenario that may be in the cards for our Los Angeles Rams. But great news, Dotson back, as is Alaric Jackson. That's really no surprise. Rams getting things done before free agency. Spending some money, though, with a lot of work left to do. Now, another interesting development regarding free agency is the situation at the safety position. The Rams obviously need some safeties. Right now, their group consists of Russ Yeast, Jason Taylor, Quentin Lake, and Tanner Engel. Not a bad group. I'm not trying to besmirch these guys. Russ Yeast has played well at times. Quentin Lake is a stud, although he's never really been penciled in as a pure safety. Jason Taylor, Tanner Engel, kind of unknowns at this point. We need reinforcements, though, right? We need to add to this group, maybe improve it, add a safety. John Johnson and Jordan Fuller, both unrestricted free agents. And as of a few days ago, it was a really good free agent safety group. The unrestricted free agent group at the safety position included some really good players: Budda Baker, Geno Stone, Eddie Jackson, Xavier McKinney, and a long list: Micah Hyde, Julian Blackman, and two ex-Rams, Terrell Burgess and Rodney McLeod. Don't think we're going to be interested in either of them. But then, just in the last few days, the market has been flooded with a bunch of additional very good players, all cut in salary cap moves. Rayshon Jenkins by the Jags, Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs by the Seahawks, Kevin Bayard by the Eagles, Jordan Poyer by the Bills, and Justin Simmons by the Broncos. These are some really good players. Now, I don't know if the Rams are going to be able to afford some of these top-notch guys, guys like Cameron Curl, Geno Stone, Quandre Diggs, Justin Simmons, Jordan Poyer, probably top the list. But the saturation of the market is going to help their cause, going to drive down the price of some of these other guys, I think. Rams have been pretty good at figuring out the safety position, and this is just going to make it easier. And I would have my eye on Quandre Diggs. He has been a thorn in the Rams' side. Rams know him very well. He knows the Rams. And would he like to play against the Seahawks twice a year? Maybe. Not sure how low this market is going to go, but I think this really helps the Rams' cause as far as improving that safety group, because it does need some help right now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, before we get to my trade back scenario and a couple other things I wanted to talk about, it is episode 392, so let's real quickly talk about a Ram who wore number 92. Another guy I kind of forgot about, Eugene Sims, pretty good defensive end. The Pro Football Database lists him as a linebacker, but yeah, he was a defensive end, 6'5", 240, came out of West Texas A&M. The Rams drafted him in 2010 with a sixth-round pick, number 189 overall, played in 99 games as a Ram from 2010 through 2016. His entire career as a Ram, 12 sacks. He was released in early 2017 along with Lance Kendricks. About the same time the Rams traded for William Hayes. Remember, they sent Hayes to the Dolphins. He was a really popular player with the Rams. That was about 2 months after Sean McVay was hired by the Rams. Eugene Sims, number 92. some news and notes. Hey, I got a minor pet peeve, and I don't really like to throw shade on anyone, to be honest with you, but I was in the car the other morning, so I put on Dan Patrick for about 40 minutes. 35, 40 minutes of sports talk, right? All this going on in the NFL, cap casualties, franchise tags, and a lot going on in the NHL and the NBA as well. Even Major League Baseball got a half-hour discussion about We Are the World and the documentary about it. I left it on just to see how long they were going to continue talking about it. Hey, great discussion, but not on a sports talk show. Rumor has it Michael Hoyt will not be tendered by the Rams, so his career as a LA Ram could be coming to an end. I really expected them to keep him because, if nothing else, he has some versatility. Maybe have him play a more traditional defensive end, but Chris Shula and Sean McVay apparently ready to move on from Michael Hoyt. And two other Rams restricted free agents apparently will not be tendered as well. Jonah Williams, the defensive tackle, and Christian Roseboom, the linebacker. All three of these really surprised me. Christian Roseboom played well, and Jonah Williams, he was a real contributor on a rotational basis. This kind of highlights what the Rams did last year. They rolled with guys like these, Michael Hoyt, Jonah Williams, and Christian Roseboom, because they really had no choice. Couldn't retain a lot of guys, Greg Gaines, Bobby Wagner, Leonard Floyd, three guys that filled positions basically taken over by Jonah Williams, Christian Roseboom, and Michael Hoyt, right? But Rams are all back in now. They're trying to run it back for Sean McVay's third Super Bowl appearance and potentially a second Super Bowl victory. So moving on from these guys, perhaps. Not convinced they won't be back, perhaps on reduced contracts. I think the Rams recognize they got to improve those position groups. And that's the decision they're making at this time. We'll have to see how it plays out. One or two or all three of these guys could end up coming back, but I'm betting against it. Rams set to make some moves. And why tender guys that are going to be relegated to second, third string, or actually going to have a hard time making the roster? And this is all over the internet, but I thought I'd share it with you. Brendan Donahue of Sharp Football Analysis, apparently one of the most accurate mock drafters. He had the Rams picking the edge rusher out of UCLA, Latu. And I would be okay with that. I still think they need to address edge and free agency. And I do have some minor concerns about Latu's health. He had a significant injury. Appears to be 100%, but still a lingering concern. That was a serious injury. But Donahue has the Rams picking Latu. Now, we had a discussion on the last roundtable, Ian, Tom, and I, starting to wonder if the Rams will move back. You know, the sweet spot in this draft at the top end is like 1 through 16. Rams pick number 19. And the chances of one of those guys falling to the Rams, and a non-quarterback preferably, is looking pretty slim at this point. I mean, it's possible. Someone like Fuagu or Terrion Arnold will slip to 19. But if not, Rams really need to move back. And I looked at possible trade partners in that situation. Teams that have an excess of picks in the second, third, or fourth rounds. And I came up with a list of four. The Giants, they have 2 second-round picks. The Steelers, they have 2 fourth-round picks. And the Packers with 2 third-round picks. And of these, I think the Packers would be the most likely trading partner. The Steelers pick right behind the Rams at number 20. So are they really going to move up one spot? I guess that happens. But McVay having a relationship with that Packers coaching staff, Matt LaFleur, maybe the Rams make a move. And I ran that scenario on the NFL mock draft database, and it was a fair trade, actually slightly in the Packers' favor. The Rams trading number 19 for the Packers' 25th overall pick and picking up the Packers' 88th pick. Now, the Packers also have the 91st pick, so they're just giving up one of those picks late in the third round. So that actually makes a lot of sense. Now, the problem is, if that number 19 pick isn't in the sweet spot for the Rams, no player that you at number 19 that you wouldn't be happy getting at 25, Packers may feel the same way as the Rams. We don't need to move up there. But in this scenario, Someone's there that the Packers want. They trade up with the Rams. Rams pick up the 88th pick. And at 25, they're still able to get a guy that I think should be higher on their list, Jackson Powers Johnson, the center slash interior offensive lineman. Jackson Powers Johnson, that center guard. Now, I ran this scenario before the Dotson signing, and, you know, if they bring back Shelton, they're not going to draft Powers Johnson. But give you a good idea of what type of player will be available at number 25. And if Coleman Shelton moves on, man, Powers Johnson would really solidify this line. And that's probably closer to where he should be selected. Now, there's a risk that he wouldn't be there, but I think there's a handful of players you'd be happy to get at number 25 that will be there. And in this scenario, I didn't run the full mock draft, but took it to the third round, and the Rams picked up the defensive lineman Braden Fisk, the cornerback Chris Abrams-Drains, a safety Javon Bullard, and a running back Audric Estime. Pretty good haul. I kind of like it. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.